Yuka. So amid a political crisis, as we've been reporting, the French Prime Minister made a major concession today, pledging to suspend Emmanuel Macron's signature pension reform. Tell us a little bit more.
Well, the Prime Minister proposed suspending the implementation of the controversial reform until after the next presidential election. Now, under the law passed in 2023, the legal retirement age has been gradually raised from 62 to 64. It will now be frozen at the current 62 and 9 months. The duration of a worker's contribution period will also remain unchanged until January of 2028. Now, it was a key demand by the Socialist Party, which didn't support no confidence motions filed by the far right and the far left, but had threatened to table its own motion if the pension reform weren't immediately suspended. They now say they will not vote to topple the government on Thursday. The suspension will come at a cost, as Mr. Lecornu warned.
The cost of the suspension for our pension system is 400 million euros in 2026 and 1.8 billion euros in 2027. This suspension will ultimately benefit 3.5 million French people. It will therefore have to be offset financially, including through cost-saving measures. It cannot be done at the expense of an increased deficit.
What other measures then are in this draft budget, Yuka?
There's also a proposal to introduce a special exceptional tax on the fortunes of France's richest people to reinvest in infrastructure, defence and energy transition. Another proposal is a tax on holding companies used by some wealthy families to manage their assets and avoid taxes. Mr. Lecornu acknowledged that there are anomalies in the French fiscal system and loopholes needed to be closed. A 20% minimum tax introduced this year on high earners will be extended through next year, and a profit surtax imposed on top of a corporate tax for some 400 large companies will also be extended for another year, but at half the rate. But there are also some measures that will hit lower income households, as well as pensions, some social benefits and civil servants' salaries and income tax brackets will be frozen, meaning they won't increase with inflation. And a number of tax breaks will also be scrapped. Meanwhile, patients' share of prescription drugs will increase.
These cost-cutting plans, though, they are less drastic than the previously proposed budget.
Yes, it was so drastic that it led to the collapse of the previous government. The new budget sets the deficit target at 4.7% of GDP, down from this year's 5.4%. But the Prime Minister suggested it could go up slightly in the negotiations, as long as it's kept under 5% of GDP. The draft bill projects savings of 30 billion euros, compared to the 44 billion euros proposed in the previous budget, 17 billion euros in spending cuts and 14 billion euros in new tax revenues are included in those 30 billion euros, a plan seen as optimistic by the High Council on Public Finances.
Turning now to renewed trade tensions between the US and China, new port fees have gone into effect on both sides.
Well, the measures target maritime transport, but also each other's shipping industries. The US announced new fees earlier this year in a bid to break China's dominance in the shipping and ocean transport sectors. And China retaliated by charging American ships extra fees. Brian Quinn has more.
No safe harbor from the US-China trade war. The two countries are now collecting port fees on each other's maritime shipping vessels, adding significant costs to the firms that transport everything from consumer goods to oil and gas. Earlier this year, Washington unveiled new charges on China-linked ships entering U.S. ports, part of an effort to boost the American shipbuilding sector and break China's grip on it. Beijing says its new port fees are a natural response.
The U.S. measures are unilateralist and protectionist, with distinctly discriminatory overtones. China's countermeasures are necessary defensive measures, unavoidable to safeguard the legitimate rights and interests of Chinese industries and enterprises.
The U.S. fees of $50 per ton of cargo arriving via Chinese ships came after a 2024 trade investigation that labeled China's dominance in the maritime transport sector a threat to U.S. businesses. That dominance is significant. In 2024, China's shipyards produced more than half the world's gross tonnage, nearly double that of its nearest rival, South Korea. The U.S., meanwhile, though a leader in naval and defense shipbuilding, made up not even a tenth of a percent. American firms, though, have been building closer ties with South Korean shipmakers in a bid to break China's grip on the market. Five such U.S. companies were hit with Chinese sanctions on Tuesday. China's port fees are structured to largely match the U.S.'s and are set to rise over time. Analysts estimate that large ships carrying bulk cargoes could be charged some $3 million in port fees as of today. That could rise to more than $10 million by 2028.
Brian Quinn with that report, and that's it from the Business Desk.
Thanks so much for all of that.